Video: British actress Jameela Jamil says Britain is evil, fucked, and going through a race war. By Warner Todd Houston on July 22, 2026. Self-identified queer actress Jameela Jamil says evil Britain is effed and going through a race war, and America is going through a scarier time than ever thanks to President Donald Trump. Jamil, who was born to a Pakistani mom and an Indian dad, appeared on the Yestergay's pop culture podcast with queer hosts Justin Sylvester and Blakely Thornton when the topic of Trump, the UK, and Brexit came up. One of the hosts asked, "What is it like coming to America from London at a time like this?" The question prompted the Good Place star to remind the host that she has already lived in the US for 10 years and got here before the first Trump presidency. "So, I've seen this country go through its ebbs and flows," she continued, adding, "So, this definitely feels like a scarier time than ever," she said, referring to Trump's second stint in the White House. Jameela Jamil: British people are truly the most evil people in history. They are Thanos. Britain is Thanos. They owe $43 trillion to India. pic.twitter.com/j6m4ds4juke. Breitbart News, at Breitbart News, July 21, 2026. But Jamil went on to laughingly attack England, and said, "And also Britain is fucked. So, it doesn't feel as though, you know, I'm going back to some sort of haven. There's literally a race was happening." She next claimed that Britain started the West's decline because of Brexit. "Brexit paved the way for American chaos," she exclaimed. In another segment of the interview, she called the British people truly the most evil people in history. Speaking of her role in The Good Place, Jamil noted that Americans think British people are so sweet. "Which is crazy," she added, "because British people are truly the most evil people in history. They are Thanos. Britain is Thanos. They owe £43 trillion to India. We colonized the world." The Marvel She-Hulk actress has a long history of mental disorders. She has announced that she suffers from depression, obsessive-compulsive disorder, eating disorders, and admitted in 2013 she attempted to commit suicide. Jamil has also survived a large number of illnesses and diseases, including congenital hearing loss and labyrinthitis, a connective tissue disorder, anorexia nervosa, celiac disease, and even mercury poisoning. She has undergone several major surgeries as a child to correct her birth defects. As a result, she has only 70% hearing in her left ear and 50% in her right. She came out as queer in 2020. See the full interview below. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.